Thank you all for joining us this evening. The Bible study has started, and we are at Isaiah, the 60th chapter, starting at the 20th verse. And it reads, "Your sun will never set, your moon will not go down. The Lord will be your everlasting light. All days of mourning will come. Your days of mourning will come and to an end." Heavenly Father, we thank you right now for this time in your presence, God. God, we ask that you bless this Bible study right now in the name of Jesus. God, less of me and more of you. None of me and all of you. God, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords, which you have me to say to these your sheep, God. God, let your word go forth that life may be changed right now in the name of Jesus, that they may get a full understanding of your word, and that they may live your word according to the way your word is written. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen.
So, if I had to give this a topic, it would be simply bounce back. Bounce back. You see, so many times we get into a situation and the circumstances that we let life knock us down. And we get knocked down so many times that the ground becomes so familiar to us, we don't know what standing up looks like. And so we get in situations and circumstances, and it just becomes a one hit after another. And every time we go to get up, something else hits us and knocks us back down. And then you stand up again and something hits you and knocks you back down till you get into your mindset to where you feel that it's easier just to stay on the ground because life is going to keep hitting you and pushing you down, that it's easier if you just stay down. But I'm here to tell you today that you have to have a bounce back attitude. And so here in Isaiah, we have Isaiah, he's talking to the people. Now this is at the near the end of his reign. It is near the end of his life. This is after Hezekiah has already died. And he's talking to the people and he's telling them, okay, look, God said that he will never, that the sun will never go down on you, that it's always going to be a light at the end of the tunnel, that things will get better if you hold on, if you got a bounce back attitude. If you can get back up and continue living and continue going on, then things are going to get better. Don't give up on your circumstances, your situation right now just because it doesn't look good. You have to get up and you have to bounce back. You have to be like one of them weeble wobble guys that when you knock them down, they just get right back up and they have a bounce back attitude. And so he's telling them, he says, look, you have to understand who your God is. And this is why we get into circumstances and situations, is because we forget who God is. This is why we get knocked down so many times and we feel that we should stay there, because we forget who God is. See, God is, he says, I am the I am that I am. And so that means that everything that you need, I am. I like to refer to it as the ER factor, ER. And so everybody in elementary school, if y'all went to elementary school, you remember the ER factor. Everything that has an ER behind it means it's bigger or it's greater, it's mightier, it's powerful than the thing that's in front of it. And so when you look at your circumstance and your situation, you have to be able to tell yourself, oh, no, my God is greater than that. My God is bigger than that. You put an ER on whatever it is that you need God to be. If you need him to be strong, then he is stronger than your situation. And if you need him to be big, then he is bigger than your situation. And you have to remember that because my God is bigger than that, that means I can withstand it. If God is bigger than the circumstance, if he's bigger than the situation, then that means I can go through it because I'm bigger just like God, because God made me in his own image. So if he made me in his own image, that means I have that same kind of power in me that he has in him. And so because he's greater and he lives in me, that makes me greater. Because he's bigger and he lives in me, that makes me bigger. So that means I'm bigger than my circumstance. I'm bigger than my situation. I'm powerful than my situation. I'm greater than whatever it is that I'm going through. And you have to make yourself greater in your mind. You have to get that bounce back attitude. So when you get into life and you get into circumstances and you get into situations, you have to look at it and say, okay, hold on, I have a bounce back attitude. I need to have a bounce back attitude. I need to be able to get up from this. Just because this happened to me and this happened 10 years ago, 20 years ago, yesterday, today, whatever it is, it's okay, yes, it happened, it's over, it's done, now I need to bounce back and what am I going to do about it now? So when you look at David, if you look at David, David had a bounce back attitude. David, when David sat there and slept with Bathsheba, he sat there and he committed adultery with Bathsheba, then he had her husband killed, but then he went before God and he says, okay, God, look, I forgive me of my sin, restore in me a right mind, renew my salvation. God, I'm coming back to you again because, look, I know the God in which I serve, and I know that you can restore me to my rightful place. I have a bounce-back attitude, and now I want to bounce back into you, God. I want to get back into my rightful standing with you because I know with you all things are possible. And so because he had that bounce-back attitude, God bestowed favor upon him yet again. So you have to get into a habit of getting into a bounce-back attitude. You have to sit there and look at everything that you're going through and say, hold on, I can bounce back from this. Yeah, it might have been hard as a kid, but, hey, I can bounce back. Yeah, it might be hard to go through college, but, hey, I can bounce back. Yeah, I might have lost a job. Yeah, but I can bounce back. Yeah, I might have lost a house, but I can bounce back. I might have lost the car, but I can bounce back. So you have to get that bounce back attitude. Now, there's a couple things I want to show you how to bounce back. And so the first thing I need you to see in bouncing back is that you have to first realize that you need to bounce back. You have to first realize that you are on the ground and that you have to get up. And so if you don't understand first that you're on the ground and that you need to get up, then you'll never have the bounce back attitude. You'll never notice that, A, you are knocked down. And so once you begin to notice, they say the first sign is acceptance. And once you begin to accept the fact, okay, look, I'm down, then that's when you begin to ask God and you say, okay, God, because you are greater, because you are bigger, because you are that ER factor in my life, that's when you begin to tell God, oh, God, you are the ER factor in my life. And because you are that ER factor, that means I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. I am bigger than my circumstance. I am bigger than my situation. I am bigger than my problem. And you have to be able to confess that thing to yourself that, hey, look, I'm bigger than this. I am bigger than this. No matter what this looks like, wherever this is, I am bigger than this. And then once you begin to confess that with your mouth, then you have to believe it in your heart. And that when you start believing it in your heart, when you start believing things, then that's when you start making actions to make what you believe come true. And so when you believe that you are bigger than this, then that means you'll start doing things that reflect the fact that you are bigger than this. And so because you lost your job, you said, okay, hold on, I'm bigger than this job. So that means I can go out and find another job. You lost a house. You're bigger than that house, so you can go out and find a new house. Whatever it is, whatever your circumstance is, you are bigger than that. And so that you can go out and find another thing, and that gets you into that bounce-back attitude. And once you have that bounce-back attitude, then that means every circumstance, every situation that comes across, every situation that you come across, you look at it and you say, hold on, I bounced back from this, so that means I can bounce back from that. I overcame this, so that means I can overcome that. I got up from this, that means I can get up from that. So you have to have that bounce-back attitude. And I'm done. Any questions?
Oh, that was nice. That was deep.
Yeah.
I do have a question. I don't know if you said it fast or I was not able to write as fast as you were talking, but I only have one step. That's accepting that you're knocked down. Then my next step would be...
Up.